Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, Edward Wrangler and Trail Boss of Old West, DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 28 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of July 4th through July 10th in the great American Old West? July 4th, 1876, the celebratory festivities in Deadwood, South Dakota were to include a contest for all the cowboys in town. A $200 purse had been collected for the winner, and Red River Dick was one of seven colored cowboys who entered. He roped, threw, bridled, and saddled, then mounted his wild Mustang in 9 minutes, 3.5 minutes faster than the nearest competitor. He also rode the pitching-crazed horse to a standstill. The cheering crowd awarded him the title of Deadwood Dick, champion roper of the Western cattle country. That afternoon, he hit all 14 rifle shots at 100 and 250 yards and 10 and 12 pistol rounds at 150 yards. He easily won the shooting contest, beating such noble shooters as Powderhorn Bill, Stormy Jim, and the half-breed Whitehead. The hero of Deadwood had ample help, spending his $200 prize money over the next several days. On the way home, he claims the cowboys visited the site of the Custer disaster. Now, this is very unlikely, as the ride to the battlefield would have been at least 400 miles out of their way. And met Buffalo Bill, Yellowstone Kelly, and several other famous scouts. It would be well to remember that Ned was writing about all of this nearly 30 years after it happened. July 5th, 1876, 11 p.m., Bismarck, North Dakota. With its whistle blaring, the steamboat Far West arrives with the devastating news of Custer's defeat at the Little Bighorn in Montana. The next morning, news is quickly passed to Fort Lincoln, Libby Custer, and the other new widows. This is the first known report. The telegraph tells the world. July 6, 1865, Samuel Houston King, Francis Frank Marion King, and rancher Robert Carlyle shoot it out at the Bella Union Hotel in Los Angeles, California. Frank King and Carlyle are killed, and Samuel King is badly wounded but survives, is tried and acquitted. July 7, 1847, U.S. Navy Commodore John D. Sloat claims California for the United States during the Mexican-American War of 1846-48. July 8, 1898, the shootout on Juneau Wharf. Jefferson Randolph Soapy Smith II, age 37, is killed, maybe, probably, by Frank Reed, a member of the local vigilance committee, the Committee of 101. All over a game of three-card Monte, well, with $2,700 in dust as the stakes. Reed died from wounds 12 days later in Skagway, Alaska. So here ends the saga of the King of the Frontier Con Men, but there's plenty of story in the middle. Look this fellow up. The gun, maybe, that killed Soapy found its way to a bar in Arizona via Dick Ryman. June 9th, 1857, the granddaddy of them all, first run of the Jackass Mail, the San Antonio-San Diego mail line via horseback to meet the U.S. government mail contract date. Thereafter, semi-monthly service was established with a coach leaving each terminal city on the 9th and 24th of the month. They met at Maricopa Wells, Arizona, exchanging mail and passengers, then returning to the home station. Supported by 87 stations, 400 head of stock, mostly mules, 65 employees operating celerity wagons. These are similar to military ambulances and much lighter weight than a Concorde coach. The 1,500-mile service, averaging 30-plus days in a four-horse coach, ran until 1858, when it lost the El Paso to Fort Yuma, portion of the route to Butterfield Overland Mail, which soon increased that service to weekly, Through various configurations and routes, the service lasted until 1861, when Apaches and the Civil War finally ended it. June 9, 1868, ratification of the 14th Amendment guaranteeing citizenship to African Americans and due process to all citizens. June 10, 1868, Reno gang members, minus the brother themselves, rob a train at the Seymour, Indiana depot. Some gang members are wounded, Val Elliott captured. He then names Charlie Roseberry and Theodore Clifton, who are soon arrested. This is program 28 for 2020. All the material presented here is copyrighted by oldwestdailyreader.com and rw.boyle. Fine old time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, Kendall, Colorado Ben, Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle, inviting you trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look at oldwestdailyreader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.